Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Sally L. Cordy, and it is 3:30 a.m. in the morning in New York City, and I'm about to interview somebody in Australia, which is why it's 3:30 in the morning here. We are about 14 hours difference, and Damien Paulson is active in arranging rallies. It says no jab, no pay protest rallies, June 21st. And he's going to, he's here right now. Terrific. I'll pick him right up. This is Karen Johnston's friend. Hold on. Hi there, it's Sally.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Damien. Nice to speak with you. I'm really kind of tired. My husband just went back to bed. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm somewhat, you know, giddy because it's been a long, long night. Please tell us about the city. Well, tell us, start with the rallies. Tell them where it's happening, how many different places, and then tell them why. Because, quite frankly, everybody who's going to hear this show is going to know it. And they're going to want to act in solidarity wherever they live with you and your actions in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I guess this comes off the back of the government, no jab, no pay, no jab, no play policy, which basically takes childcare benefits and childcare rebates off 39,000 families in Australia. And it's going to affect well over 100,000 people, though, because everyone's immunisation status has to be up to date, 100% up to date. And there's a lot of people that only choose partial, you know, vaccinations as well. So, yeah, we've got together in solidarity in many states of and territories of Australia to organise a protest rally on the same day, the 21st of June at 1 o'clock, and in Sydney it's at the Town Hall Square. And there's a protest in Brisbane, Perth, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide, and I think Darwin and Tasmania still have to come up for speed. But there's many people supporting this here in Australia because it's seriously going to affect a lot of families financially, and basically it's discrimination. It comes down to discriminating, you know, against us. Not to sort of discriminate anywhere else, other groups, but what about alcoholics or people that overeat or people that, you know, take drugs or even pedophiles are still getting paid from the government as such, do you know what I mean? So it's really an unfair, it's very unfair on the Australian population and people, it's very informed parents. We're not just quacks out here. There's a lot of well-researched families that are questioning the safety and efficacy of vaccines, so... I think that's a great thing that we're able to get together.
We have, you know, right here in the U.S., we're protesting, we're saying we want a choice, but I'm saying forget the choice. It's poison. I am protesting the fact that you, our government, want to poison our children. Let's take it away from the choice issue. Let's take it away from the discrimination issue. Let's go right to the heart of the matter. Why do you want to poison our kids, you creeps?
Absolutely, 100% agree. I mean, there's so many bad things in vaccinations, and it passes through the three layers of defense of the human body. And yeah, I mean, there's no discussion ever of, you know, how to strengthen the immune system, and you know, it's all just put a vaccine in and you'll be right. There's such an unhealthy push here in Australia to vaccinate our children, and you know, I did raw research back in the day.
Push, mandate, whatever. The crime is in the offering. It's poison. They're children. These are criminal acts.
And it's,
we have to call them what they are.
Absolutely, and it will come out in time. It will definitely come out in time. I'm just waiting for the studies for vaccinated kids versus unvaccinated children, you know, to come out, which probably never will.
Well, it's already gone down in Germany, and they found out that there were between 2 to 5 more... diseases and complications and chronic illnesses in children who have been vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And all I can say is it's on my bill. Go to tinyurl.com/vaccinefree2015. You'll see all the ingredients. You'll see all the diseases. You'll see some of the intent, because the intent is so vast. The intent to harm is so vast, as you can see by the ingredients, you know, and the infant mortality rate, the more a vaccine you give, the more deaths in the infants. And, you know, on and on it goes, man. This is a crime, a tremendous crime. And you'll also have the Nuremberg Code is on the legislation. It's one page in 8-point type. I want you to print it out. I want you to hand it out. And let, you know, that's it. They know what they're doing. And we have to say, and you're a criminal for doing it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm really serious.
You have to have about it.
Forget the discrimination. You're poisoning our kids, and you've got to go to jail.
Yeah. It's a $30 billion plus a year industry? Maybe it's even just in America, but it's a money-driven industry that isn't protecting our children, that's for sure. It's protecting the back pockets of a lot of wealthy people out there, definitely.
Yeah, well, they're taking, you know, creating different ways of dividing people, and it's all just a smokescreen so that nobody thinks or talks about the real issue. You must charge your government with a crime. You must. We
absolutely
must. And I'm doing it every day of the week.
Yeah, and you're doing a very good job, definitely. Amazing job.
I really have. So,
yeah,
all right, so we're going to do something here in New York. We're going to do it in Brooklyn on the 20th because we are 14 hours behind you.
Behind.
So we're going to do it on June 20th in solidarity with your action on June 21st. And we're going to be carrying our banners. And, you know, you're welcome to I'll give you my blog. You can grab the banners right off the blog. It says Billion Toddler March for Survival, Vaccine Free 2015. Because we're going for a ban. We don't want these half measures. How dare you? That's what you have to learn to say. How dare you even offer it? The crime is in the offering of poison to children.
Yeah. And look, it's creating so many issues around our world, you know, I mean, you know, potentially, you know, risks to getting autism and personality disorders and eating disorders, and, you know, it's just affecting the minds of children in such a negative way, and it's just coming out every day now of, you know, how much poison this is, you know.
It is. It's just overwhelming. So I'm glad you're taking to the streets. You've absolutely got to, but you got to go for the jugular. You cannot take half measures. You cannot take baby steps here. You need to say it's poison, and we charge you with the crime of poisoning the population.
As far as I know, this is the first type of rally that has happened in Australia, I think, sort of to do with vaccines in a long while. So it's good that we have this opportunity to be able to, you know, educate the public and, you know, tell the government that, you know, this isn't on, you know, because it won't stop here. It'll be then, you know, forced vaccinations for adults as well. It'll just continue to go on and on. And it's the pharmaceutical companies lobbying our government at all times. It's what hope do we have?
Well,
the people must stand up, you know.
Right. And what you have to do is just reclaim your authority. You have to reject them. Reject it.
Absolutely.
Reject them. So it's not
they
a matter of
public
refusing.
Service.
You're not refusing. You're rejecting. They made a proposal.
Yeah.
You don't accept it. Okay?
Yeah. That's it. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're taking to the streets, you know. I mean, there's probably in excess of maybe at this stage about 10,000 people around Australia that are going to be protesting, you know, out in the streets that day. So, I mean, that's not too bad. It's a dent to the government, but we won't stop here either. We will continue. We're going to film it on the day. We're going to film it, and we're going to put lots of interviews up on YouTube, of just, you know, raw interviews on the day. We're going to sort of make a YouTube short film of the whole day as well, sort of, you know, and have put it on our YouTube channel. So it will continue to go. This is the first of many. There's no doubt about that.
I would post it and say, if you see this, put it on the Facebook page of 10 of your friends. So everybody who sees it knows, if you see this, put it on the Facebook page of 10 of your friends. So it'll just spread like wildfire if everybody is obliged to look at it and put it on the Facebook page of 10 of their friends, or put it in 10 different groups, you know. But
you've got
to spread it, because we have public access here, and public access is anybody can be on television, and they're just as likely to see a popular show as they are to see you. And I utilize that to the max. I am absolutely prevail upon all other Americans to do that. And I just made a stack of 25 videos of our last protest to get it in 25 different stations. So I'm sending one to California, because we were standing in solidarity with them in our red shirts. Are you wearing red shirts?
We're still yet to discuss all this, but that's definitely on the agenda, yeah. Red shirt
okay,
for solidarity,
well, we're just going to keep the red shirt thing going, because it would be great to see a sea of red shirts all over the world. You know, and we were standing
absolutely
in solidarity with Kenya and the 2.4 million women who were vaccinated and sterilized without their knowledge. They knew they were being vaccinated.
Wow.
They didn't know they were being sterilized. We stand in solidarity with the earthquake-ridden victims of Nepal, who are being forced to take 500,000 measles vaccines when all they need is sanitation, clean water, and good food and shelter. You know, instead we're rushing in with measles vaccines. And we stand in solidarity with the 10,000 children who died in Pakistan after a Gavi vaccine campaign. You know, drones have killed 3,621 through 2012 over the course of like 7 years. But in one vaccine campaign, 10,000 children died in Pakistan. So I'm just saying, we are standing in solidarity with New Jersey, who showed up, 500 people showed up in front of their legislators. Three spoke out against it, and it got voted in. So we're standing up with California. 100% of the people who went to speak against daycare workers being forced to take vaccinations, 100%. And they still voted them in. And then 15-1 opposed the SB 277. They still voted it. Three times they voted it in. So what I'm saying is, we're not being heard. Here in New York, 100% of people, over 300 people between written letters and appearances, spoke against mandated flu shots for the babies. We weren't addressing our legislators, though. These were not our legislators. This was an appointed committee. But nonetheless, 100% of us said no. And nobody heard that. So I'm just saying, we have to turn the tables and say, how dare you offer it? Forget about mandates. How dare you offer it? We know that what the deceit is now. We are awake, and you are also awake. So let us talk turkey here about this is a crime. This is a crime.
It's about educating. There's so many people here that are so passionately pro-vaccination, and it's about educating, you know, people here too. But there's also people, you know, a lot of people here that are just scared to stand up and speak out, and you know, because I admin a lot of groups here in Australia, and I'm part of many vaccine sort of free groups. It's more of a discussion group. People get together, a free place of, you know, it's a place free of discrimination and, you know, abuse and that sort of stuff, because there's just so much animosity towards anti-vaxxers. It really is dividing a population. I mean, it's the classic divide and conquer thing. But, I mean, that goes hand in hand with many other, you know, legislations that are getting passed to take our freedoms away of, you know, choice and health and things like that, because it just makes it very hard. But, you know, we will not fight. We will not quit. We will continue to fight, absolutely. We're passionate about this in Australia. There's a core group of people that are very passionate about it, and we'll continue to fight, you know.
Well, you really do have to print out my one sheet. It's just the ingredients, the diseases, and the intent. You know, it's so glaring that people don't need to read it twice. They're halfway through the ingredients, and they look up at you with their mouth agape. Are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. That's really what they're doing to your child, with a smile and a pat, you know, the siren war carried on behind closed doors, administered with a pat and a smile. It is the most despicable and deceitful, well, the greatest lie. I mean, is there a bigger lie than this?
Tell us your website again for that.
Yeah, well,
what's the website
say,
for that
okay.
Pamphlet thing again?
Yeah, well, we'll take you directly to the legislation, which is, of course, a petition to Congress, but I'm asking people to steal it and petition your own Congress or your own highest level of government with it. Also with declaration. It is a declaration, too. It's called tinyurl.com/vaccinefree2015. And that's where you'll find the legislation. This is a petition. I ask people to print it out and hand deliver it to their congressperson in their home office. Fax it. Do everything you can and flood Congress with it. You know, here it is. You can't say you don't know now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's just a lot of politicians in Australia. They have their hands tied, or they've been lobbied by other people and other, you know, corporations. And there is, you know, a fair bit of unnecessary behaviour, let's say, in Australian politics that doesn't make sense. But we'll continue to fight.
I wrote a poem. It's called "Decades of Deceit," and it just basically outs all the lies. So my friend has written music for it, and maybe we can all sing it on June 21st in Australia and then June 20th here in New York.
Absolutely.
And it's called "Decades of Deceit." It tells every single lie, well, not all of them, but most of them, that we've been told about vaccines. And that's the whole idea, is know your history, know your ingredients, and you don't need to know much else.
Exactly. It's meant to trust these big pharmaceutical companies that get done for fraud. And like, was it in 2012, GlaxoSmithKline got done, fined $300 million or something like that, the biggest fine in history for falsifying the measles data. And these are the companies that we're meant to trust to inject into our children. It doesn't make sense in my eyes at all.
Right. Well, this is the end game. The vaccines are the end
game. This is
the
end game.
Yeah.
This is the end game, that's for sure.
Right.
What we do now is going to echo into the ages, into the future. I mean, everyone around the world has to stand in solidarity against forced vaccinations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And, you know, these empires that are, you know, walking around, you know, like they've got a golden heart trying to help the world. I mean, there's another agenda to it. And it really is causing lots of havoc throughout the whole world, and it's got to be stopped.
Yeah, sure does. I just outed the Red Nose Day hoax on NBC, and that got me locked out of Facebook. They just had a big Red Nose Day, and everybody's happy, wappy, and everybody's wearing red noses. What are they raising funds for? Gavi, the vaccinators. They say life-saving vaccines. We say life-stealing vaccines.
Exactly. It's absurd. And yeah, sorry to correct me before. The GlaxoSmith pled guilty to $3 billion lawsuit, a fraud allegation. Like in 2012, we can't trust these companies with our children. You know, there's fraud and lying in the government. I wouldn't want to trust the government with my children, with the safety and health and well-being of my children. You know, I've got beautiful 4.5-year-old twins, and they're very healthy, and they're on homeoprophylaxis by Dr. Isaac Golden here in Australia, and they're very healthy kids. They very rarely get sick, and they're so alert and they're so aware, and I'm just so grateful that they are, you know, chemical-free children, and that's the way we need to raise our children and change this generation from fast food and all that sort of processed foods and then poison in vaccines. And I mean, back in general, we need to eat healthier and be more vigilant in, you know, what we put into our minds and our bodies to, you know, sustain a healthy immunity. Therefore, you know, we can get rid of these diseases.
Yeah.
I mean, And Australia,
I'm so happy to hear you have healthy, curious, lively children. That's so exciting to listen to, because I don't know children. I don't look at children anymore. It breaks my heart. I look at that dull expression. You know, the kids are so sick. The kids are so sick here. Oh, it's
so
heartbreaking.
Sick, yeah.
And they're not curious. They're not happy. They're not curious. They're just, and they should be curious. They're little people. They should be very curious, but they're not.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of trying to get through. They're trying to get to the next breath, for crying out loud. They've all got asthma and allergies and seizures. My God, the number of children with seizures. And this is just, you know, it's just unbelievable. I understand from the Autism Media Channel that one in two children will be autistic in 2025. I was talking to a woman who works with these children. She's like, you want the truth? I think it's one in three right now. I'm like, oh, my God. Just the other
that
day.
That is just so sick.
Yeah. Well, she was telling me just the other day they passed a bill in California, SB 499, and that's vaccination without parental consent, which means without parental knowledge. They just pulled everyone out of math class and just lined them all up and vaccinated them. Parents didn't know it. This is happening, and they're legislating it, and I've just started to tell people homeschool, just homeschool, but of course that's the next step.
Homeschool for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Homeschool for sure. I mean,
standard for years, yeah. Are you homeschooling currently?
My kids are 4 and a half, so they'll be going to school next year, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to actually go and study a Bachelor of Education next year. I'm going to work in a Rudolf Steiner schools, and I understand they're quite big in the States, but there's a couple here in Sydney, so by the time my children are in Year 7, I will teach them Year 7 and Year 12 in a Steiner school, which, you know, a much better form of education, I believe. But I mean, homeschooling, there's homeschooling networks in Sydney, Australia, and Australia in general. It's becoming quite big.
Well, that's good. Are they leaving the homeschoolers alone?
Yeah, you don't hear really anything about the homeschooling networks on the news or media. So they are at this stage leaving them alone, but it'll only get harder and harder, I'm sure.
Have you flushed out whether it's just people who are receiving government subsidies for education who have to do this, or all religious exemptions gone?
Well, anyone who, for a child in Australia to go to a family daycare center or kindergarten, and they're not vaccinated, currently they've got to have a conscientious objection form, and you've got to have that signed by a medical doctor. So you go to the doctor, they get the form, they give you 24 hours to think about it because they're obliged to tell you, talk you out of it. Then they sign it, you hand it into the family daycare center or childcare center, and you get the exemption. So that will be taken away if you don't have, you can't get an exemption now, conscientious objection exemption. So that will be taken away. So therefore, so at this stage, there's subsidies from the government for kids to go to childcare. So and it's so expensive here. So it's going to cost, say your child, which is, I don't think it's a good idea, but say your child's in daycare 5 days a week. I think it's like $600 or something like that, but like the government would pay half of that. So now mothers are going to be, say, single mother. This is a great scenario. Single mother, she's living just above the poverty line, and all of a sudden she gets, from January next year, she gets no money. So she's got to pay for the childcare. So therefore, she's got to go to work full time to pay for the childcare, and then she's going to get maybe $100 or $200 left over a week to eat food and do all the rest of it. And what that is doing ultimately is taking the child away from the mother, when that is the exact stage a child needs to be with a mother. Maybe you go 1 or 2 days a week or something, but it's just going to be forcing kids into an education system at a much younger age, and, you know, unhealthily pushing toxins upon our children's bodies, and there's going to be a lot of people out there that are just going to cave in. I can't do this. I need the money, or I need the help from the government, which is it's going to hurt a lot of families, and it's just such an unfair. Yeah, it's a disgusting thing from the government and and the Murdoch Empire via the media, to start this. So because this whole campaign started in a newspaper 2 years ago, No Jab, No Play. And a Murdoch-owned newspaper, and now it's actually, it's become a legislation, or becoming a legislation. I still think it's to be passed, but there's no doubt it will be, because both parties, both sides of our government want it to happen, but it still hasn't happened yet, so we still have time, and that's why we have to all join together and protest this and really use cunning ways, because we're not going to get media attention. If we do, it's not going to be good, although it would still get the message out there. However, there's so many other platforms of media. There's alternative news sites in Australia. We've got YouTube, Facebook. We've got, we've got a way to spread the word, to spread the truth, and it's working, definitely.
Well, what's really working for us here in the States is the looming forced adult vaccination. In fact, it's in play right now in California. But that's a terrific boon. Because we're pulling in all the single people who really, they have other problems, so they're not going to think about kids if kids aren't part of their lives, even though, and they don't know that they are poison, which is why we have to keep strumming that note. That's the one. It's the one they won't talk about. They won't debate it. They won't address it, the ingredients in vaccines. And that's the entire issue. If they were mandating that everybody wear backpacks to school, might be an inconvenience, but it's not a life-threatening situation, So this is the point. What they won't talk about is what must be talked about constantly, over and over again. I never address the situation that I don't go directly to ingredients. And I wrote a cheer about the ingredients. I'll just give you one part. Give me an F-O-R-M. What do you got? Formaldehyde. Where do you stick it? In the babies. And then you go through every single component, You do a cheer. That got me locked out of Facebook, too, because I was ironic. And they can ridicule you, but you can't ridicule them.
Yeah. Well, we all know Mark Zuckerberg is very pro-vaccine.
We have got to talk ingredients 100% of the time, because when people know formaldehyde and antifreeze and, aborted fetal tissue are being to their children, they will wake up right quick. And seriously, you have to hold the government. Your own government is breaking the Nuremberg Code.
Yeah, and it's got to stop. I mean, you got monosodium glutamate in vaccines and aluminium, which is a neurotoxin, and it's just, these are the things that, when I speak to parents in Australia, it's not like they're reading. All pro-vaccine people think that we just go to Google and look at the first website we see and we believe everything we read from some, site has no credibility or whatever, but most of the people out there are actually doing their own raw research, and they're looking at the ingredients in vaccinations, and they're looking at other ways to keep their children healthy and immune. I mean, most people in the anti-vaccination movement here in Australia, I guess, are they eat organic foods, and they're not spraying their body with chemicals, and they're very conscious about their health. It's not just that I don't vaccinate. It's just a small part of their whole life and their whole way of life sort of thing. So, and even a lot of pro-vaxxers, they're happy to drink a lot and eat fast foods and all that and vaccinate. And it just sort of, it doesn't make sense that our whole society is so inside out, and the truth is often stranger than fiction.
Yeah, they think we're a bunch of idiots, and I keep beseeching people, please don't prove them right. Herd immunity is based on natural immunity, and it's a theory. It is not even a proven theory.
It's based on natural immunity, absolutely.
It is. And you don't find natural immunity in a vaccine. vaccine, which is all chemicals and tissues, and also you have to know the root of pharmacy, pharmacas, and it's about wizardry and poison. That's what it's about. So that's the history there. And doctor, where does doctor come from? Indoctrinated people who are taught not to question, don't question. So doctors, well, they know because their patients are telling them at this point, this is what's in the vaccine. Doy, really? Doy? Well, I don't give it to my kids, but doy, really? Doy?
Exactly. It's absurd. It's absurd. The whole thing's absurd. I studied Western Herbal Medicine a couple of years ago, and in that course when I was learning, they talked about the Carnegie Report, which was, you know, I think in this, I'm not exactly sure which era, but it was before the pharmaceutical, it was the beginning of the birth of the pharmaceutical company came out of this report. So, but who funded the Carnegie Report?
The
Rockefeller.
The Flexner Report. The Flexner Report.
Yeah, right.
He was a relative of Rockefeller.
Yeah, that's right.
Flexner.
Flexner, right. And, I mean, that just says a lot anyway, funded by the Rockefellers. But, yeah, they went around the world and they got all the natural sort of cures for all sorts of ailments from different tribes around the world, and they came back and they sort of started took control of the pharmaceutical industry and with chemicals and all the rest of it, you know. And there's many things out there that work when the scientific community will say, oh, it doesn't work. Well, actually, it does work, like lots of herbs and stuff like that. And, you know, these are the sort of ways, realms of thinking that we've got to be in rather than just injecting our bodies full of this toxic poison. You know, it's crazy.
You can bet your last dime that the Rockefellers have never been vaccinated in their whole lives. I want to see their vaccination records. Don't you want to see their vaccination records? So everybody who wants you to take a vaccine doesn't take them themselves. I can't tell you how many pediatricians don't vaccinate their own children and vaccinate yours.
Absolutely. So many doctors as well in Australia, that's exactly the same thing. Once they sort of are in the know, they start to wake up themselves, although they don't want to put their job at risk and start educating the public, which is really quite sad. We have to change this whole thing around, you know. There's too much control in the medical industry and the government from big corporations that, you know, we the people have to come back to our roots and understand that, you know, they are our servants, the government, and we control them, you know. Like, too many people are just taken aback by this whole sort of entertainment of the, you know, the GOP debates and, you know, election debates in Australia as well. And, you know, it's ridiculous. It's like they're not working for us when they're wanting to destroy us through so many ways.
Right. Yeah. This is as wrong can be. And, of course, the fact that
Absolutely.
They're attacking the children, whether they ever get to the adults or not, it's irrelevant. I mean, I think you and I both had our first kiss. You and I both had families. You and I both had careers. We've lived, you know, but they're going straight for the youngins who certainly haven't done anything wrong yet, and haven't lived at all, you know? It's just, And the life they will live, if they do live, will be such a compromised life. I had a sister who was severely mentally retarded, and I'm telling you, when I found out what the cause was, I was like, wow, this could be averted? You mean no one ever has to suffer like my sister suffered again? No, they don't if we just stop vaccinating.
Exactly. So our Facebook page is called No Jab, No Pay, No Way, Sydney. And I think the Australian one is No Jab, No Pay, No Way, Freedom of Choice. And our hashtag freedom of choice as well. But, you know, I mean, just for example, in Sydney, we've got 330 people attending at this stage, and we're just about to do a big marketing and flyer push and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll be able to get lots more people out there as well. But let's go.
I have a question for you. How do you get people to stop lying for pay? you know, because everybody who wants you to take a vaccine, they're lying for pay. So there's something, we got to take the money out of it, because it's all about the money, you know?
Well, this is what I've been researching, what's actually going on in the world for many years, and it's you know, wars and everything else. It's all controlled. The whole world's controlled by money. So how do you take it out? I mean, you've got to appeal to people's hearts and goodwill, but then, you know, they've got to risk maybe losing their jobs and their whole, you know, they've studied all this time, 10 years. You know, that's why doctors don't speak. They study for 10 years or whatever, and they go into their profession and then they find out things. But they're like, if I say anything or go public, I'm going to be a quack. I'm going to lose my credibility, and you know, so it's a really hardcore system that we're up against, and you know, we have to fight it, and we'll never quit, but it's going to take skill, it's going to take you know, wisdom. We're going to have to be, you know, definitely have to be courageous and cunning, and you know, how we sort of, you know, educate people and stuff like that. But I mean, it is
our government of poisoning our children. I mean, I think the crime is there. I think we have a crime. And that's
they're doing it in
what
many
I'm
ways.
That's it. They're committing a huge crime. So this is what we have to say. We reject you. We reject your vaccine. We reject the whole lot of it because it is a crime. In fact, I'm running for mayor right now for a vaccine-free NYC because poison should be illegal. That's my whole premise. Vaccine-free NYC.
Absolutely.
Because poison should be illegal. That's it. No more.
Absolutely. I mean, they're doing it in many ways. I mean, we've got the fluoride act here in Australia, and you know, sodium fluoride in our water, and that's like a forced medication. You know, I'd like to have a choice whether I want to take fluoride in my, you know, drinking water. I could take it other ways if I needed it, but. They're poisoning us in many ways.
Yeah, and they're spraying they're doing everything, but they're
spraying us all the time.
This is particularly heinous because they're targeting the youngest, and the most vaccines are given in your first year of life. You have, by the time you're 6 years old, you have 50 doses of vaccines, and if they require the flu shot, you've got another one of them every year. It's the sickest, most deranged plan in the world, made up by very, very sick individuals. And we have to not allow it. We really, really must. So I'm really thrilled you're getting out there all over Australia.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I've already talked to California. I talked to California. I said we stood in solidarity with you in New York. And they said they will stand in solidarity with you in Australia. We're going to keep this up. We're going to keep rolling with this because there's going to be a sea of red out there. And when people say, do you see red? I know we see red. We see red, by God. The fact that they want to kill our kids, that'll get you off the couch. Once you understand it's so hard to wrap your head around that any government would want to poison your children, but every government wants to poison their children. So we've got to stop.
It all comes back to the almighty dollar. But yeah, there's definitely a bigger agenda going on. I mean, the Bilderberg group's coming up again soon, and you know, who knows what's going to go on there. But there's definitely it's just all about.
Oh, you mean
the
you weren't invited?
Comes in for 4 years.
You were invited to the Bilderberg conference this year? I didn't get my invitation, strangely enough.
I'm on a standby list, I think. But no, I wouldn't want to be a part of that, that's for sure. But out of these big think tanks, these groups that go around the world, the Council on Foreign Relations and all this, they come up with all these agendas, and, you know, it doesn't... So this is what I say here. This agenda doesn't have borders. It doesn't stop at a religion. It doesn't stop at a country border. It's a worldwide exercise to, you know, essentially diminish our population and take control and you know, bring many billions of dollars into the medical sickness industry, so I call it. But it's, you know, it's a large agenda and it's worldwide and it's definitely got no borders. And that's why we must all stand in solidarity. I mean, someone said the other night, well, you know, this is just Australia. It's a worldwide thing. We need to all get together. And we're gracious that you guys are going to stand in solidarity with us. You know, we need to get all the footage that we get out on YouTube. And
We want to support
absolutely.
Your action. And we want to encourage action. So that's, thrilled to know, you know, if you look at, the first time I stood all by myself. I had the mainstream media there, 8 cameras, 40 minutes with the New York Times, interview with Fox. And at the end of the day, they didn't air any of it, not a thing. Instead, they had a big push on television for children one another to get 2 flu shots and make sure the pregnant women get them too. So we cannot trust the mainstream media. We have to do this ourselves.
Yeah, that's it. We're going to take it back. We have to take it back because there's too much corruption in this mainstream media. I mean, there's no healthy debate. There's no healthy debate between, you know, 2, you know, doctors or scientists or whatever, one for, one against vaccinations. I mean, I'd love to see that being unbiasedly aired on any radio, any television station in the world, you know what I mean? And there's plenty of people out there that are willing to do it, but not on the pro-vax side. But then again, even the media stations, they won't play this stuff. And that's why, you know, alternate media is definitely growing every day. You know, so, I mean, we've got at Sydney anyway, we've got Bronwyn Hancock, who's going to be there, Dr. Mark Donohue, we've got Vera Schneibner, who's been a big activist in Sydney, Australia for, I think, the last more than 20 years. We've got these people coming
years.
To our...
Much more than 20 years.
I've only started studying her, looking at her 5 years ago, but... yeah, so we've got some pretty powerful people coming along, and we just need... It'd be great if we had a constitutional lawyer to come along or something like that to be able to talk, you know, not for or against, but the legal side of things, in which we're trying to get, but
tell the listeners, before we get cut off, no, we still have about 4 minutes, but let me just throw this in now. If you want to know, there are actions going on all over Australia. And Damien will put in the comment area, if you scroll down under the screen all the way to the bottom, you will see a comment area. And Damien is going to put the links to each of the events throughout Australia. So wherever you are in Australia, you'll know where to meet with like-minded people. And what you'll find out the time, and perhaps they're calling for everybody to wear something specific, and they'll let you know that. Please do look at the comment area, which Damien will fill with important and informative links.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Damien. I'd throw that out. I put our theme song in the comment area. Do you know what it is? Ain't no stopping us now. And you want to know why it's ain't no stopping us now? Because there's a line in there. If anyone's ever tried to hold you down, don't ever let them hold you down again, or something like that. But it's really about every child who's ever been vaccinated has been held down. And I thought, oh my gosh, there is no stopping us. But this particular line is so graphic in terms of vaccines. I thought, this is our song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Absolutely. There's no stopping us at all. We are there. We will do our best to win all this, you know?
It's vaccine-free to victory. That's what my banner says, vaccine-free to victory.
Absolutely. I mean, our Prime Minister here is Tony Abbott. I like the slogan, Jabbit doesn't call a shot for our kids. We'll win this. We won't give up. We won't stop. We won't quit.
Yeah, I saw a T-shirt the other day that said, Mama calls the shots.
Yeah.
I like that one. Mama calls the shots.
That's just a great play on words, you know? Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's clever. But I really do want to concentrate on this. I don't even want to call shots. I don't even want shots to exist. They shouldn't even be offered.
No.
The crime is in the offering. Why would you offer poison
to
a baby? Are you mad? Oh.
Absolutely.
And stop the lies.
Absolutely. Why do you give a child?
There wouldn't be one vaccine-injured child anywhere if it weren't for the lies.
People just have to ask questions. You know, I've got one motto, question everything. Why does a child that's, you know, 2 to 4 hours old need hepatitis C vaccinations when generally, you know, hepatitis C is, you know, people that get it are promiscuous homosexuals, prostitutes, and